systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the channel. Today is Monday, June 13th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And it's fucking Monday Fun Day back again. We just saw you Friday. They may not have left. I don't know. We have rooms we've never been in. Robbie.
That's right.
Hey, good to see you.
I feel like you're so charismatic. You need another R word in front of that. Like, you can't just be Robbie. You
Rambunctious
be like,
Rob.
Something like that.
Like, Rapid Robbie. You're like,
or just get a clown name, like, a.k.a. Scooter Pie.
Or Rain Man Robbie.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely Rain Man Robbie. That's right. Good. That's good.
And his new Canadian girlfriend, Kirsten, name, what's up?
Yo, it's Kristen.
Yeah, she'll correct
Kirsten.
You every time.
Kristen, get it right.
It's two
Kristen.
Syllables. You can do this,
Matt. K-I-R?
K-R-I-S.
Okay. Then your yes. Facebook name is spelled wrong. But
no, it's not.
I was telling her before the show that
I can't read, so
I thought Kristen was a dude's name for a long time. No, just saying.
Crispin.
No.
That's a dude.
There is a dude worked at Walmart cart pusher named Kristen.
That's post-op,
really?
Though.
Yeah.
Used to be a chick.
Whoa, transvestite.
No,
post-op,
I was like,
or pre-op?
He totally swore up and down, like, oh, that was, you know, my grandfather's name and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, maybe it's like Dana. It's like a...
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and chicks named Andy and dudes named Terry and Chris. And
then my dad's name is Terry.
Sure, sure. So, oh, what I was going to say is that it's impressive that a girl, for her first experience here in the jam hole, like, actually comes back of her own accord.
Yeah.
Like,
and didn't pull her hair out and freak out and scream running out of the state, like, in the middle of the show she was on.
Back to her country where it's safe and
or,
healthcare.
Or, you know, we get an email about a lawsuit later, you know. From her.
I like how the chat's already stalking her. Burger says, it says Kristen on her Facebook. No worries.
I know.
Well, ridiculous. Thank you. So, but yeah, oh. We've had so many girls. I mean, more so back when me and Brayden were doing the show, that we'd be like, hey, want to come and do this thing? And they're like, oh, that sounds so cool. And we do it. And they're like,
dead babies. What?
Did you just make fun of a man raping a 80-year-old grandmother? Yeah, we did. Oh, peace out.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Got some numbers for you. 406-204-4687. Give us a call live if you'd like. You can text me 406-848-1739. Say what's up on thejamhole.com/live. That's Jamhole TV. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We did some work on the site. Kind of updating. I noticed one of the pages said we've been doing over 400 shows or something. I was like, yeah, try 505. We got a lot of complaints. I think the main complaint we get about our website, other than it's all black,
is that we're rude assholes, but other than that.
Is that the website?
And we're God-bashing people.
Fault? That's my fault for putting JavaScript in that once you go to the site, it pops up and says, you're a douchebag. Click yes to continue.
No, it's,
and they
it's
have
the,
to.
It's the random new people that come in to check it out and listen or read show notes and find something that's totally offensive to them, their religion, their lifestyle, and then email the bitch. You know what I mean?
Does it affect you that much, though? Like,
I love it.
The internet? Like, this
it's,
wouldn't...
It's fun for me because I get to read it and, you know, laugh about it, but...
Absolutely. I'm just
totally
saying, like...
pick them apart on air when, you know, they'll never listen back to this crap again, so it's...
But sometimes when the picking apart is what makes them come back.
Or they're like, I'm going to bring you God, so I'm going to attend your show...
Set it on fire.
Because God told me to look out for the color orange. You remember that?
Well, and I mean, if you think about it, all good Christians, if they're really abiding, like, it is their fucking job. Nay, it is their life's mission to save you.
It's a mission.
To spread the word of God. But that was awesome. Some chick came to our chat room randomly because she said that God told her to, I don't know, something about the color orange. And you were wearing your Powdered Toast Man bright orange t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, I just feel that God sent me here to, you know, tell you about he loves you and blah, blah.
Well, that pains.
God, I got into a fucking chat fight with her. It was awesome.
And you know what? Usually I'm not. I try to stop that kind of stuff from happening, like, during the show. Like, you know, focus on this. But that one, I let it go. Like, do it. Get her. But, like, if you think about it, as a human, from one human to another, it hurts my heart to know that while I'm in heaven enjoying infinite bliss forever, you're in hell burning all the time. That hurts, you know? See why they do it. But, yeah, so the main complaint is that our site doesn't work unless you're using Google Chrome or Firefox, and... Still,
well, you shouldn't be using anything else, so how about that?
Well, you shouldn't, but when I look at the stats, we still have IE as the top browser, so I...
Are you serious?
I fixed it for those people.
If nice. You listen to our show, you should have moved over by now, at least within the first 5 episodes you listen to.
That's right, Burger. Burger says, who still uses IE? Well, Burger, about... 2,900 jam hole people a day.
Or the fact that they're fighting to see the fucking show with their browser because it puts it all fucking retarded. They wouldn't think that, oh, maybe I should try Firefox and see if it comes up better on that.
Yeah, but do you know that? Like, the normal internet user, are you aware that that exists?
If you have a Facebook and you're on social networking shit all the time, fair Twitter, enough. Whatever, and you're... Those are the type of people that listen to our podcast. It's not the, I don't know where the enter key is on my keyboard, and I have right. no idea what any other browser is besides Internet Explorer, because it came with my computer.
Sure, antitrust.
Those aren't the people mm-hmm. that go looking for podcasts, okay?
Those guys go looking on their radio AM dial
right.
for the Jesus
They have
station.
No idea that we even exist, and they have no idea that there's a podcast section in iTunes because they haven't updated it since it was fucking in Neanderthal stages.
I think that is a fairly large untapped demographic, that 65 to 100.
No, there's younger people.
Well, right, but I'm saying that, like, what is that group doing? They have money, they're retired, they fish and listen to what? Alex Jones,
I fish.
Rush,
fuck
Limbaugh.
Off. I fish and listen to fucking George Michael. What's wrong with that?
Wait,
okay.
Rush Limbaugh, George Michael. Sure. Okay.
Hey, it's old.
It's a free country.
Like, yeah. Wham. Okay.
How would you appeal to that? Like, how would you reach out? You could say that
face to face, like, hey.
if you're old, you listen to the show. At the end of each show, you write us an email of what you want to remember from that day. We'll take that, we'll record it, and play that at the next show. It's like having your memories
that
right
was
there.
Your Alzheimer's idea thing, kind of.
Kind of a new variation on it. Mm-hmm. I figured it would take way too long to travel across the country and record every single old person's story.
I was just going to say do it in the valley and advertise it and make money, but whatever.
Right, right.
But the only way you're going to appeal to that group of people that are completely technologically illiterate is face-to-face, you know them, you're a friend of theirs, and they're interested because it's your thing. And you seriously write down step-by-step instructions on how to get to your shit and how they can listen to it. And prepare for the fucking phone call and text messages later about, well, I don't get it. I put in this and I can't figure it out. How do I make a screen name? How do I make a...
That's
what?
Why
I have no idea.
I just encourage them, if you're at your friend's house and there's their computers there, pop open iTunes, search the jam hole, subscribe them.
They don't even know how to do that.
No, our listeners, if you're at a friend's house
oh.
and you see that.
I will say, though, at least from my own experience, when I try to give myself a screen name, sometimes the stuff on the right hand just isn't there. Like when you're on the page that has your... You know, you're watching that you guys talk. Like, there's no options sometimes.
On Jamhole TV?
Yeah.
It's all the gear. But, yeah, so
no, like, the gear is not there. So
okay.
It doesn't, matter. Doesn't matter.
Let's finish this up and move on. Basically, yeah. If you go to thejamhole.com/live, that's Jamhole TV, you'll see at the bottom there, there's links for camera 1, 2, and 3. That'll pop them out in their own window, so you don't have to watch it in our page. And then the chat also. Okay. So.
All right.
Some people are like, man, your site is it looks nice, but it doesn't work. And that's it's WordPress, it's CSS, it's just whatever. So
it sucks because with those people like your friend that I know, I can't just hand them a business card with our website on it and say, here, you know, check this out. You know, like Well, I have to explain and say, okay, this website does this, this website does that. They can't just go and figure out what everything else does and what they can do with us.
What about jump drives? Could we buy, like, let's say 20 jump drives to start out? Little cheap 8-gig ones, just small ones?
That'd be awesome, because I have those type of people asking me for burnt copies of the episodes.
Right.
Just so they can hear shit.
And so the problem we run into that, though, is that if your episode is longer than 60 minutes or 80 minutes, it's not going to fit on the CD.
Right, but a jump drive.
Right. It's data. It's MP3. And you just plug it in, and there it is.
If they could figure out how to plug it in.
So everyone I know, at least half of our listeners, you have one jump drive laying around that you're not using. Send that to us, thejamhole.com/PO Box. There's the address.
You know that old Dell laptop my uncle has? Does that have a port for a USB thing?
I hope so.
Yeah.
USB's old, sure. But let's try that. That'd be a good way to...
They don't make anything for that shit anymore.
You know, we could do that, and then... mail them to random people.
Yeah, just like go in the phone book and pick out whatever. Maybe look them up and see if you can find out what their age group is and just randomly mail them out.
Fuck it, let's do that. Spam? Can we spam?
Yeah.
Huh, fuck interesting.
It, yeah.
All right, yeah, so I'm glad you guys came back to join us for Monday Fun Day.
It's good to be back.
I actually liked this chick. Kind of.
Yeah, she's awesome.
So far.
Not bad.
I didn't get to talk to her a whole lot the last time because you guys were harping on her pretty good. And I couldn't really get in to say anything.
For her, it's hard to talk with Robbie's tongue in your mouth. I mean, am I right or am I right?
It's hard to talk with you drilling her about Robbie's cock.
Yeah, thank you, Burger number two.
I did that on Burger's behalf. You're welcome, Burger.
Yeah, he better be paying you something for that
we
shit.
We take care of our fans,
so
you
it's Burger's fault.
Yes, right. Caller, you're live on the jam hole. Please, holla.
So.
Keep going.
No. Yep. It's a good start.
Go on.
Red Fox, what's up?
Yeah. I just have to complain about the last episode because it's fun to make fun of Canadians and everything, but we don't have an accent here.
Yes, I know. Thank you.
It's a boot time. Someone spook up.
I told you, like I said,
I can't even pretend to be.
I know it's true.
Yeah, a boot is a boot. It's what you wear on your foot.
A boot.
She's rarely said a this whole time she's here. It's true.
It's about not a boot.
But I'm not from Canada. I'm from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Oh, when I was the boy, howdy, don't you know? Red Fox, bullshit. You tell me your mom doesn't sound like that when she talks.
You'll find out.
Yeah. Oh, I will find out.
I think Fargo was pretty close to the truth. My gut doesn't lie. But
so, Red Fox.
Our accent is no accent. We just have no accent.
You know who else says that? The British. You know who else says that? Australians. They all have accents.
It's true.
Me too. You know
always
what accent
sound
I
different
use?
From awesome. Wherever. Like, if you go somewhere else, everyone's going to say that you don't sound right.
Yeah.
Well,
it's culture.
I mean, it's location.
Exactly.
Well, if you go from one big city to the next big city and you visit each ghetto, they pretty much talk the same unless you're in the north or south. It varies from north to south, and that's about it.
If you do that, what's really fascinating is the variation in drugs, like what they call it. It's the same thing,
right.
But like you go down across the fucking
cigarette
tracks.
Squares and L's cars or whips. And
she says washroom. No bathroom. It's washroom up there, apparently.
Really?
Washrooms.
Wash.
You know what a bubbler is?
Ugh. A what?
A bubbler.
Like the water pipe?
Bong.
You mean like a hot tub?
No.
Oh. No.
It's a
what's a bubbler?
Bubbler is a water fountain.
Oh. Down south, a bubbler is a bait box. It's the thing that pumps air into the fucking bucket for your bait to stay alive. A bubbler. A bait box.
That, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
an aerator is what they call it.
Justin Fan Purple says, well, soda pop, that was the one thing that just drove me fucking nuts when I first moved here.
Yeah.
In California, it's soda, no matter what it is.
Florida, too. Or
in Texas, it's Coke.
Or fucking...
Coke could be any soda.
Yeah, or Coke.
It's what it is. It's the name of the fucking soda, or it's soda.
I thought it was weird, because down there, you can tell the waitress, I'll have a Coke, and she'll be like, what kind? And then you tell her, like, here, if you're like, I'll have a Coke, they're like, well, we only have Pepsi products. What? I'll have a pop. Hate that. Oh. Red Fox, July is coming.
Mm-hmm. Are you prepared?
Are you ready?
No.
Have you seen the movie Battle of Los Angeles?
What?
Have you seen the movie, get the cum out of your ear, and the dick out of the other ear. Have you seen the movie Battle of Los Angeles?
It sucked.
No.
Okay, it did suck, but basically aliens invaded LA. That's what we're going to do to Wisconsin.
Right, but we're going to win.
And did you add our house, crack house stop to the itinerary?
You mean stops? Stops.
Did you hear that sigh of just shut up, Matt? I guess, whatever. Awesome. Are you excited?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and make this request that when we get to our cabin or place that we are sleeping at, I want the dining room table to have an assortment of extracurricular activities.
Sure, sure.
Take the suitcase from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and make that happen times 10.
Whoa.
On a nice, awesome table laid out in pretty beautiful display.
I promise we're responsible users. We won't wreck the house.
And I am not required to pay for any of that, by the way. Like, that's all donation, right? Get your friends to donate that.
Well, rock stars, right?
When party like a fucking rock star, yeah. Okay?
When the dude from NXS OD'd, did he pay for that those drugs?
Fuck no,
dude.
He paid for it with his life, but
his
that's small price to pay.
Well, hey. Did you hear their last album?
His fans paid for his OD, whatever. That's how it rolls.
Burger says, Crack House, where do I sign up? Amham says, you don't know him like we do. I don't even know what's being talked about. And Burger says, back bringing it around to the Crack House? I love crack. Thank you, Burger.
It was a documentary or whatever over there, and there was this awesome crack house thing that it was a huge bust, and we want to go by there and see the house because it's awesome.
Okay, Red Fox?
Yes?
After the show, I'm going to upload that, and I'll send you a link. You get it, and you'll see the house and where it's at. You have to take us there, please.
Okay.
And awesome. Buy some crack.
There's probably a guy in the corner, you know.
Actually, there's probably a guy in the house still.
Yeah.
Like, right. At least in the alleyway somewhere.
Maybe like, you know, funny thing, you guys aren't the first tourists who wanted to come here.
You smoke rock? Because mm-hmm. I smoke rock.
Suck
I got
it. Dick. It was like that place that got real popular after that one vampire movie. I forget what, or there were books that came out, and there was
Twilight.
A town it
Twilight?
Was based on, and the town went through all the trouble to recreate what was happening in the book.
Was it Twilight? That
no,
shit?
Was it? No, it was something else. I forget. But anyway, it's like that.
Wait, was it the interview with the vampire with Brad Pitt and all that?
No, okay. Not that old. But it was like a weird little, it was some chick writer, and she picked this little tiny town, and the thing in the book was like this spaghetti thing, and like they did that at the diner and all. It's dumb. But.
Huh, okay.
So yeah, July 21st through the 25th. We'll be in Milwaukee. We're going to Chicago. Gonna hang out with FG, maybe Rye Bread Radio.
Does the place in Louisiana sell True Blood for fucking that show? That'd be
oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
What is it like? I can't remember the town, whatever, somewhere in the bayous.
I kind of wish the...
You were a vampire? Because so do I, dude.
I was gonna
Same
say
thought.
A little bit right taller there. And a baller, but sure. I wish, like, as when we started this show, we would have been more organized with the news stories we did. Because it would be cool to go to the site, type in Wisconsin, and see all the news stories that happen there, and
right.
then go tour that, you know?
Go say, you know, oh, I remember this story we did on the show? Check this out. We have photos from it. We visited it and did a fucking interview update of the person who was in the story. That'd be cool.
Talk to his mama. Talk to his
dude,
brother.
Dude, we should totally...
Yeah, dude.
In between now and then, we should look for stories like that, and then
specifically,
if we get the chance to go by those places and maybe talk to the people that were involved with the stories.
I'm kind of thinking, too, while we're
especially if they're put into facilities, because then we can find them easy.
While we're in Chicago, we can just make stories, because I hear that place, it goes down, and when it goes down, it don't come back up all night.
Hey, and they got the Southern ghetto accent. I can fit in just right, dude. Thank you to my
so Red Fox.
For
that. Did all the other podcasts that were supposed to be a part of this cop out or what?
No, just nice man.
Well, they weren't really coming anyway, right?
Who all? Thinking about it. Who all is coming, by the way?
You're the only ones confirmed, like absolutely confirmed.
I thought Boudet from Am I Bugging You bought tickets. Was that a lie?
Well, apparently so.
Hmm. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how I feel about sleeping under the same roof as such a liar. But hey, Red Fox, what's...
Pick it up with him.
You okay, man?
Hmm?
Are you okay, man?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. You sound kind of, I don't know, maybe not so okay.
Take the hint.
Red Fox.
I'm good.
On a scale of excitement from 1 to 10, how excited are you right now?
Well, right now.
Right now.
Like a 2.
I can hear that. I would say 1, but sure. And when you see us get off the plane, not arrested or anything like that. 1 to 10.
Knowing they successfully smuggled shit across state lines.
Right, when I get off and flip you the wink and point to the briefcase and go like this, and like this, and like this, like, boom! Oh, God, I can't believe it. So, we're trying to do a marathon, a 24-hour show to raise money for this trip, because we are broke. We have the plane tickets, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. If you, have any ideas or things you would like us to do that you would pay us to do, like, whatever, let us know. Email info at thegemmel.com. Boom.
Oh, I'll pay $20 for Danny to snort mustard powder.
Doesn't that make you throw up? That would sound terrible.
Mustard powder.
I would pay $50 for Matt to snort wasabi powder.
Yeah, I would also throw in for that.
Wow, dicks. Hey, bros actually go before these hoes if you...
Oh.
Now,
friends make friends snort wasabi sometimes.
I'm actually kind of thankful I did a lot of cocaine in my past because now my nose is completely ruined and I can't get anything from snorting anything. It might burn my throat a little bit, but it's not going to fucking tear my nose to pieces.
I'm just
already torn to shreds.
I'll give you $30 not to do that just for the simple fact that I don't want to hear,
oh dude, can we do counteractions like that? Like, okay, so and so paid so much for you guys to do this, but I don't want you to do that. I want you to do this.
What if we make Danny like half swallow the mustard and then snort it, like shoot it at her nose, you know? Like
What if we make her get Tabasco sauce in her mouth and then suck my cock?
I don't know if the pathways...
Is that hot or
that's
what?
That's pretty hot.
I don't know if the pathways from my mouth to my nose still exist, so...
Amham says, what a sadist, this red. Shit.
I would put wasabi, wasabi cream shit, and then put your dick in my mouth.
So can we turn that into a fish kind of poker type of game? Like, I'll start out and say, I will give you this if you smoke pot. And you're like, okay, well, I will raise that
if
you eat a vegetable.
Like, so-and-so first donates, and he puts his first bid on option A. And then whoever gets in next says, you know, it's like $5 more. I vote for option C. And whoever at the end of it, you know...
And we do that each hour. Each hour has its own thing that happens.
Right, but it has to be within the hour, and if you're a minute late, it goes to the next one. Sorry.
And we're literally, I just thought of this today. Well, as that works, so we're working it out right now with you guys, because you'll be the ones listening to this bullshit.
I talked to you about it before, just not totally in this extent.
As the idea to use it to raise a little bit of cash for this trip that... We have a lot of listeners on that side of the country that can't make it to the Montana show.
I wish
this is your chance.
This lovely Canadian here next to me wouldn't have to leave so soon.
Oh,
so she could be on the marathon show with us. So that way Burger could possibly donate some cash to watch.
$10 for a kiss on the cheek.
To watch the first lady of the gem hole maybe. Kiss a fan.
Would you let her kiss you for $20? You're not getting any of this money unless, you know, obviously you're not coming on the trip.
I get
with us,
no joy from it whatsoever. So
she says, I will probably get a fair amount of joy.
Yeah. Might
I would consider it. I think it's a good way. I don't have any money, so
it's a good cause.
Oh, you wouldn't have to raise money.
So it, since I don't have any money to give you guys, I think it would only be fair it's if least I did she something can do. To help out.
Participation.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea. And I'm kind of curious. I have
fans know that I despise other women. I don't want to do anything with them.
But she'll take one for the team.
$20 right now if you do it now.
Oh!
Yeah? Red Fox!
There it is.
The gem? I forgot you were even on the fucking line.
Oh, shit. He's been listening.
I even typed that. I was like, so, is anything else, Red Fox? He's like, yeah, actually, I got 20 on it. Kiss her now.
If I see the email for the donation for $20.
Yeah, hurry up, man.
Yeah.
Thejamhole.com/donate
You gotta get Chrissy's vote. What do you say?
Thanks, Burger.
She'll do it. And I mean,
but I don't think $20 is enough. I think people should keep going.
Yeah, especially if there's tongue.
Well, this is just going to be a kiss, just on the lips. You want tongue?
You gotta pay extra.
Now, keep in mind, these cameras are HD, and I can zoom if you'd like.
Nice. Good job, Matt.
Just throwing that out there. Now, I don't want to see screenshots of this shit floating around, you know?
Yeah.
Unless I put them up.
That means you, Burger.
Should I have courtesy and take out the tongue ring? Or should I just let that go?
That's only my pet peeve, and only because you kiss very passionately, and I feel like your tongue is
breaking
an X-Men. That tongue ring is the juggernaut, and you're busting through my teeth.
It's a good thing you don't have veneers.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that? Oh. Dink! Fuck!
That cost me $700!
Sound like wind chimes in there, just playing the fucking xylophone. Now I have to go to the dentist.
It's a pretty big hunk of metal.
Yeah, no, I asked her to do that the other day because she's like, why aren't you kissing me? I'm like, actually, all of my teeth are chipped now, thanks. Like, take it out, please.
Your LeBray drives me nuts, too, sometimes.
So, really?
Yeah.
Should we just get it all out?
No, I will.
No,
the
I mean
won't
our
clothes. They've been there for so long. I'm not taking my shit out.
I meant our differences, but okay.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Sure.
No.
All right, well, Red Fox, where is this party going to be Saturday, July 23rd?
Go on.
University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Yeah.
The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And what time, if people are going to watch, what time should they go?
I think around 7.
Okay. Show starts at 9? 8?
And what's the lineup?
Okay, Red Fox, call back when you're awake. Holla back.
Psych yourself up a little before the call.
If you take your clothes off and just run around the neighborhood a couple times and come back, I'm pretty sure you'll feel differently than
you'll
you
have
now.
Two close calls with a 5-0. You'll be woke.
But don't do it with your arms in the air going, oh, because this is not a victory lap. This
go
is
to the gymnasium.
Next phone call, I expect you to have just done some blow.
Yeah, just sound like it at least.
We have a question. Skype in the chat says, how would you rate the quality of this call? It's not very bad, poor. It's not, poor. Okay. So, that's what's happening. That's the idea. We'll be there. And then we're coming back here August for our third annual Jam Hole Live Audience Show. We set up stage at Anna's Italian Grill up at the Black Anus. We have drinks, food, and we basically just entertain. We hang out. Yeah. People come in. We actually have our first confirmed out-of-state guest.
Nice.
For, I am so fucking, I can't even believe this, for his third year in a row for the Big Turkey, MDS.
Hmm.
The man.
Fucking A, all, the furthest one to come see us all the way from fucking Tampa, Florida.
Within the U.S., yeah. He's
pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
Makes it out here 3 years in a row. Like,
granted,
4,000 miles away, and somehow this guy manages to come every fucking time.
Granted, what you may not know is that he won the lottery and he's rich and
he's bored with his time.
We saved his life.
He fucking has frequent flyer miles.
Yeah.
But he did say that he didn't have any for this time. So
right,
he did have to do something else. But
we did mention a while ago, and if you go to thejamhole.com.
But he is retired. Just saying.
Right. If you go to the jamhole.com/forums, there's the post in there for meetups and parties and all that shit. There's a airline that if you get to Vegas, they do really cheap flights from Vegas to here. So I guess DEF CON, which I am so sad that I can't go to. Like, I want to go to DEF CON so bad, but he's going to catch DEF CON and then catch the cheap flight from Vegas right up to here. So going to be a good time.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see if he picks up any tips and tricks and comes up here and hacks the Jam Hole Web Network. takes a minute. But yeah, should be a good time. So, and I need, it's not super close, but it is getting to the time where we need to make our plans. Rustic camping and whitewater rafting will be two of the
Yeah, if I'm activities. Here or not, you'll still have a place to crash because my apartment has space.
Right. So you no put a, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
so
you're fine.
Robbie is offering places for...
Just don't break my shit. That's all I ask.
The Canadian girls to stay. Yeah. And then also our buddy Chad. He's got a whole house that people can crash at.
Hell so. Yeah, dude. I am so jealous. I want his house. It's and not fair.
Honestly,
and
like...
And his boat.
The first year we did it, thejamhole.com/250, you can see the trailer, the pictures, get the whole live audience video for $5. It's not on the feed. You can't get it anywhere else there.
Super sweet. I just realized that I like the, what is it, the cover for that one better than the 404 one. Just saying.
Is that weird that I made the 404 one and not the 250 one?
Wasn't it Amham that made, or who was it?
Bob.
Oh, yeah, right.
Whatever happened to him?
German Bob, right?
Fahrenheit 404 or something. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Crazy.
Dude, he was awesome. Yeah, he made that
He
for
made
us.
Our logo. Yeah, he
and
helped
the
us
inside
out.
Inside Me logo.
Honestly, I think we said something or made fun of something that he just didn't, he wasn't down with. I think. I don't know if that's worth
it. I miss his accent and all that.
But. Amham says, Bob's still my bro. He's just busy. So he doesn't hate us?
Does he still do the Fahrenheit 404 show? Just curious.
Yeah. I had to stop following him, too, because the majority of his tweets were in German. And I was just like, okay.
I was tired of going, copying and pasting and going to fucking Google Translate.
Right. So, that's what we need to do on thejamhole.com/forums. We need to see what days everyone is getting here. I'm taking Monday the 8th off and that whole week up until Saturday, which is when the live show is. That's Saturday, August 13th here at Anna's. It's a free show. If you come, just, you know, buy drinks, support the place that is letting us do our shit there for free for the third year in a fucking row, which is awesome, right?
Fucking A, dude. I'm super stoked. I mean, we had fun the first time and the second time, and this time we've got shit actually planned out to do instead of just winging it, and, you know...
Well, no, because last year we did. We had
but not...
Hot springs.
Not, like, completely... You know, I don't know. It just seems more exciting this time.
Well, the things we're doing this time are going to be more summer related because it's in August, not September, the end of fucking September.
Well,
when
and
it's starting
Hot
to get
Springs
cold.
Was kind of like, I don't know. It's, I don't like that place. It smells like rotten eggs. Just saying.
Well,
just,
that's the sulfur stuff, but
it's not that exciting to me. I don't know.
But when it was cool that we were there with these people that came.
If I wanted that smell and that water, all I'd have to do is go to a poor person's house in Florida because they run on well water, and that's exactly what it is. And no, they don't sell it for fucking, it's got minerals and shit in it. No, it smells like shit. Here, let me fucking call the city water company for you.
Well, I hope you really do find God because that's what hell smells like. Sulfur brimstone.
And it turns your blonde hair strawberry blonde. Just saying.
But yeah, we need to know who is coming from out of state. Because the out of state listeners, obviously, it's you have the first dibs on this activity. Basically, rustic camping is one of the things we'll be doing. And we can't bring like 20 people there. This is going to be limited to what? 10?
We should probably do it earlier in the week when the fans get here, so that way everyone's not here yet.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, though. How many people you think in that cabin?
I would say up to 6.
5 to 10?
Pushing it at 10.
We could fit 10 if we have to, but let's...
Right.
Okay.
There's a hammock outside. It'll be nice out, hopefully. And
so if there's 8 out-of-staters... yeah, that'll probably be it. And then if any local people want to come,
I
want to
see someone get in that tub outside and light a fire under it. Just,
fuck yeah. Throw some logs under there. Throw a shrimp on the bobby.
Fuck yeah. So
basically,
anyway,
what?
Did you want to finish that or?
I was just going to explain real quick rustic camping. This is...
It's a cabin in the middle of nowhere with nothing.
This is survival. Survivor. Yeah. Survival?
You may have to eat one another.
It's luxury surviving, just saying.
It's a beautiful cabin. Oh, what was her name?
Have a
Bernice.
Piano.
It's Bernice's cabin. Now, Bernice is a woman who rides her horse across country, and she was writing a book or something. and she is going to let us stay there. So it's going to be, I need to tell the lady what 2 days we're going to be there. So I need the people that are thinking about coming or are coming for sure, if you got your tickets, MDS, when you'll be here so we can do that.
You need to get this woman to put you in her will so that way we can have that for our zombie apocalypse.
Well,
out.
I think when zombie apocalypse happens, wills, I don't think matter. You just roll there.
Yeah.
If our guns are bigger than yours,
well, I'm saying,
now this is our land.
That way we can prep it before the zombie apocalypse happens.
Burger says, rustic camping equals no computers. Fuck
dude,
that
dude, there are
shit.
No fucking electrical plugs, like outlets anywhere in the entire fucking place. There's no...
People are rolling up with their own generators and shit.
The lights are ran on gas. The water is gas. Fucking
it's lanterns.
Everything. Yeah, it's gas. It's the same shit I used to take fishing with me in Florida.
If you go to thejamhole.com/pics, P-I-C-S, that's our picture gallery. What was that called? Is it rustic camping? Cabin trip.
Yeah, cabin trip.
That's where we're going. So check it
out.
There's
a really cool picture of the cabin. It is pretty luxurious for surviving, but I could see how that was like an awesome place to live in like 1780 or some shit. You know, like...
I just thought it was
really
neat
cool.
When we brought people to Hot Springs and they saw like how desolate... Because, you know, most of the people coming are from big cities, so... To right. us, this is just like, yeah, whatever, normal, but to
it
them...
It's funny, when we first went there, just for us, like, we were like, oh, you know, we'll bring, you know, some laptops and stuff, and we'll watch some movies.
Oh, I know, right?
But there was no outlets, and we're like, oh, shit, we've got this much time to watch this, and this fucking computer doesn't hold a charge whatsoever, so we have to get what we want to watch from this onto this in this amount of time, and then we have until this one dies to watch the shit.
That's basically what happened. Like, we put the movies on the Vio.
Yeah.
Thinking we could plug it in. The Vio battery lasts like 5 minutes when it's unplugged, so yeah. We see that there's none of that shit. And we talked about this on the episode after we came back, but basically we're copying movies onto this to put on the netbook because that battery lasts all day.
If you
like before it dies.
If
it
you don't
bring great.
Entertainment for yourself out there, all you're left with is barbecuing, I guess, and a piano.
Well, I kind of had...
chasing your shadow in the woods, I guess, and killing deer with its antler. I don't know.
That kind of goes with what I had planned. I was basically going to try and stage a reenactment of Lord of the Flies.
Well, with a group of people, it'll be more fun, because we'll all entertain ourselves.
Is Robbie and Chrissy having cyber sex in the chat?
I thought
wow.
so. So anyway, I wanted to move on to talk to Chrissy a little bit because last time we had her on, you were kind of grilling her and she didn't really get a whole lot of room to jump in. And
that's my fault. Perhaps I was a little intimidating. You can't just come right out
you
and be like,
excited.
So are you guys fucking or what? How's this dick? How's your pussy? Tits? Yeah, cool.
Well, I think you overestimated the fact that, yeah, she's a fan of the show. And you're like,
somehow.
Oh, she's going to expect this, so I'm going to throw everything I got at her
yeah,
real quick.
Yeah, big guns.
That's where I was wrong.
You make it a goal to make each guest's first appearance on the show the most awkward time
of
their life.
He did all right
you
when
know
I showed
it
up,
didn't
though.
Work.
You always remember your first time.
Shit, right? Yeah, she's back, dude.
In your face.
Well, and that's what
my
it was.
My first time was pretty awkward, too. We'll just say that.
I don't think she... watched the show or found it because of the show. Like, Robbie was like, hey, I talk with
right.
these people and it's crazy and whatever, and then
well,
she watched it.
That's,
now
that's the share and share alike thing, you know, you fucking do this and hey, I'm your friend, check out what I like, whatever.
Right,
like
let's test this theory. If I would have found you on Facebook, you've never met me, you've never heard of the show, none of that stuff, and I sent you a message, friend request, with a message that says, hey, I live in Montana, we do a podcast, check it out, here's the thing.
And you check out his info, and he's engaged to this
<shit.
laughs> lovely Jamholian right here.
I would think it's some sort of marketing ploy, and I would just not be interested.
Like a scam or something?
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous.
Even though it's a podcast? Like, is...
Yeah. Well,
I've never seen
why
that
you,
used
why
as
would
a vector.
You ask me to look at your... If this was the first time you're talking to me, and you asked me to watch the podcast, I would just...
So... I should have sent the message, hey, you're pretty, let's be friends. and then been like, do you like cats? I like cats too. Now check out my
show. Yeah, but if you're engaged, that's just creepy. I don't roll that way.
Oh, I forgot to change my status. That was a couple months ago or whatever.
Wrong account. Log out. Damn it.
But where do you live? I have family there. I'm going to be going there soon. Blah, blah, blah. No.
I need my 21-year-old Brad Pitt account. Damn
I think random people are more apt to check it out because we don't word it like we're a spam company or something
right.
like that.
Unless
like,
you
hey,
Google how to fuck a cow and you
right. Well, right. Well, you know, if we picked you out, it's because you have the same interests as us or you're near or a fan of another podcast or some crap like that. And we would, you know, scope you out and say, hey, we see you like this shit. Check out our shit. And it's not like...
You're like Amazon.com. Oh. Well, just get suggestions.
And like, we did Facebook ads for a minute when we first got our new dedicated server. We got a free thing for that. And
that was cool.
A lot of people did see it, but I don't know how many people actually clicked on it. If it's your friend, though.
I wonder if they click the little X button to make it go away every time they log in. Like, okay, go away.
I always kind of thought of that with Travis.
And it asks you, it's like, why you did know. You not want this ad there or whatever?
Yeah, like because ads are lame.
Yeah,
but I saw the kid that I very first started the show with back in the day, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
For the longest time, I would see him pop up on the thing that was like, hey, this guy has like 100 people that are in common with you.
Right.
Like, yeah, no shit. But I, you know, I didn't.
You weren't friends with him or something? Or
not on Facebook.
That's weird.
I think he unfriended me after. The whole thing.
I get people like that, and then I'm like, oh shit, you must have unfriended me. You fuck, what'd I do to you?
Yeah.
But
she actually checks. She keeps before bed. She goes to Facebook. She has a friend list, and then writes down how many. And then when she wakes up, she looks and.
Yeah, I just noticed.
When there, she went to bed and there were 651 friends, and she woke up and there were 649. She spent her whole day off trying to figure out who those people were.
Yeah, I don't even have like 600 friends, so we'll just leave it at that.
Oh, that's cool.
Anyway, so Chrissy, you've been watching since Robbie came on. Like, what did you first think of the show when you first watched it? Were you like, oh man, this is something that Robbie's doing and it's cool or whatever, and then you watch it and it's like, oh my god, this is total fucking poop. Like, what
Robbie.
Is this shit? Like, is this serious? Like, are you for real?
Choose
or
your friends, Robbie.
Did you expect something more professional, or were you expecting, like, a
going.
Total, you know, pile of poo like
well,
we are?
And before you answer, was his very first time here the first show you watched?
No, it wasn't. It was after. I don't
a
know
few
how
times.
Many episodes.
Okay.
It was a few. I actually listened to a few of them before he was live. Because he told me about it, and then I would
like
listen
the record, right? Okay.
Yeah, and then I listened to recordings, and then so I don't know. I didn't expect it to be professional at all because it's a podcast, quote unquote.
What
so,
in Canada? Like we kind of knew a couple podcasts that were just awful. Team Drunk Ottawa, fuck, I don't know, but just like not good, really. You know,
right. I've never actually tuned into a podcast any? Religiously. I knew they existed and I listened to a few of them, but I mean, video podcasts for sure. But
Ask
I mean,
a Ninja,
yeah.
So I have
and
a
Mr.
question.
Deity.
Were you and Robbie involved before you watched the show and got into it?
Or better yet, before you guys were in person? I
yeah,
asked that last
guys,
time.
Well, what do you mean by involved, though?
Did
like
you
involved? Like, I want to either
like I did not stick my cock into my computer ports.
Like, get
they're
on your laptop
small.
And cam up because it's time to jerk it.
Let me just okay. How about you just explain how you guys met and how the show fell into it and when you guys got together? There.
Okay. I'm gonna let Robbie take that one over.
What? No.
No. I think the direct question's directed at you.
No. It,
I guess. I don't know.
I want the chick's perspective. I can ask him any fucking time.
Yeah,
he's
I'll
on
be.
This
I'll
show.
Still be here.
You're going back to Canada, so
I always
I want
say that
yours.
Too. It feels better to say that. Canada. Right.
You're gonna
plus
miss
guys
her.
Like her
of course.
Voice, so.
Yeah.
I want him to cry by the end of the show.
Too.
Real men cry. It's
for missing you.
You. Oh. Don't cry.
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me step on my foot all for right. a second.
This is just gotten... Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, we digress.
That was a tear. Weird.
I Let's see. I don't know. We just started chatting online, and then... I don't know. It actually happened pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie and I talked online for 2 days or something
now,
ridiculous, but...
Talk
like, we...
Verbal
online. Yeah,
or
we,
chat?
Yeah, we went on Skype.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
and
pretty
actually
much immediately.
Voice.
And we talked to each other. The first night lasted like a good all night. I didn't sleep at all.
I have to interject. I finally got my laptop repaired. I'm talking to her from a laptop that randomly shuts off randomly all the time, like so many times. I'm sitting there like having 820-second conversations with her and have to like return on my computer because it just shuts off because it's been overheating. And let me tell you, that's kind of... I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just saying that's it's not easy to hold conversations
But I mean, it's like it's easier with her, but like it's not easy to hold conversation in general.
Just saying.
With a shitty laptop.
Well, that and Robbie, you have to remember that women, they read romance novels. Men look at porn. So
true.
If you can translate a text message and phrase it so to where when she reads it, she gets wet, she will flip on her camera and show you the visual that you need.
So. Okay. Yeah.
And Burger says, yeah, did you Skype sex? Because we kind of don't have very much respect for that.
I don't think we've yet to do anything through the computers, actually.
Actually, okay. Let me, I should rephrase that. I have no respect for that if that's the relationship. Okay. And that's it. Like, yeah. You know.
Anyway.
I met a chick in the UK and now she's my girlfriend and we Skype sex every Monday.
Yeah, that's weird. But. It's a little bit weird. It's a little bit disconnected.
Right, because even though you're in another country, like, it's not that far, really.
Right.
If he wanted to go up there
like
for the weekend.
Hours. 4 hours, it's worth
for
it.
For sure.
It's enough that, you know, you feel like you accomplished something by driving and getting there, but...
So, and real quick, sorry, let's catch everyone up, because Amham is like, I have no idea who these people are. So if you're new, Robbie, I met him at the Poetry Slam. If you want to see that, thejamhole.com/poetryvids. Kristen is the random Canadian girl that he brought here.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so.
Okay, so back to answering the question. We talked several times, like, there was actually two nights in a row where I barely got any sleep because we were talking so much.
No sleep
it was ridiculous.
At all on this end.
And so it went from that to me going to work a few days later and then him sending me an email saying, hey, I have some free time. I'm going to drive down and see you.
For one day!
Time for one day, for 24 hours.
It's ridiculous.
And that's exactly what happened. Yep. So next thing we know, he's over at my house, and that's how it went down.
With the ex-boyfriend in the next room. No, that was the second time.
Oh.
Never mind.
And that's weird you say that, because I remember doing that when I was younger, but we didn't have the internet or anything that you could really talk on.
I only hooked up with one dude from online, and that was a mistake. We'll just leave it at that.
Usually.
I'm saying, like, you're doing internationally basically what I was doing when I was like 15-16 with girls that lived in the same, you know, city as me, because when you're a kid you can't go out and do whatever. So
I thought it was weird dating another guy from a different high school is mine. Like, the thought of dating someone that was so far away was just out of the question for me. I've had long distance relationships, you know, in my later years, and they never fucking work out. There's always problems. Dudes end up knocking up their ex-girlfriends while they're supposedly with me. You know, like, shit just fucking doesn't happen right. You're not there to be with them, so it doesn't... I don't know. For me, it doesn't work out too well, but... It's really cool to me that, you know, these two, you know... Like, Robbie got into the show through you, through the poetry thing, and he got into it, liked it, and then fucking shared it with this chick, Kristen... Whatever, Eyes of Chrissy. She got into it, and now she's here from Canada on our show.
Twice. Mm-hmm. You're going to be at thejamhole.com/people. That's our guest list of anyone who's ever been on the show. You're going to be in there for the last two hours.
Pretty cool. I mean, how often do we actually have women on the show?
Yeah. Since you?
Like me, just
for a while.
Hold on. I have a good...
And she does have nice boobs, and I'll go ahead and admit that.
Now,
so,
that's interesting, and we don't really have women on the show much. We used to when it was me and Braden because it was my failed dating. It was an experiment, social experiment. But what is it about her that you seem like you guys are friends?
Yeah.
It's kind of creeping me out, to be honest. I just want
to, Well, this time I wanted to talk to her. I got a chance to actually talk to her this time, you know, because before the show we hung out on the deck and whatever.
Off air.
Right, off air. And I just talked to her a little bit. I mean, I don't know her in depth personally, like every fucking scrape on her knee she had when she was a kid. But, and that's probably why I'm okay with her right now, because I don't know everything about her. And we don't hang out every day. So that's probably why. She's a fan of the show. So that tells me right there that she's cool. She's got a, you know, good sense of humor, and she can handle some pretty
bickering
heavy situations, you know what I mean? Like, you know, she's mellow, down to earth.
Yeah.
She can handle us. And that just tells me that she's pretty cool.
Can I tell you what I think it is?
And she's going to art school, so that's pretty awesome for the same thing I did. So
sure.
Kind of, along the same lines.
I think it's because Robbie brought her.
No.
I think, really?
I guess when you bring chicks on, it is a little weirder because I'm like, why the fuck is she here and what
like,
does he want her on for?
Classic example, that episode I brought my friend Jessica on.
That was a long time ago. I was still asserting my dominance.
I was trying to get y'all drunk enough to do the do.
And I had known that you had a thing for her and all that. And so I was
her sister, but sure.
Our relationship was still fresh. And I was like, man, he's going to see her and fucking want to do something with me and her. And I'm going to be like, God damn it. And then I'm going to say no. And he's not going to be interested in me. And she's going to be like, yeah, I'm into it because I'm drunk and it'll be fun. And he's going to be like, man, she seems like way more fun than Dana will ever be, so
right.
Like
if you didn't have a kid, we would totally be swapping right now.
If you have a thing for the chick or have had a thing for the chick or some kind of experience with in the past, it's awkward.
Okay, so let's say hypothetically if Holly came back and wanted to come hang out on the show or whatever, would that be cool?
Sure, if I'm here, you know, the whole time, I don't feel comfortable like leaving my fiance with his ex,
even if
long-term
she's
long-term relationship
married
thing.
Though
yeah,
like, I thought that
married
would make
people
a,
still do infidelious things.
Aren't they the ones that do it the most?
Would you feel comfortable with me hanging out with one of my four ex-fiancés?
Sure. Well,
I don't have a
depends what you're wearing
with Tipton. So
I would just because I know the situations and I'm really not worried about it. But I get what you're saying. Fair enough.
I mean, I still have feelings for some of my exes, and I know you do, too. And so that's where the line is there. It's like, okay, they still have feelings for each other, and if I leave them alone and they do drugs or get drunk, things might happen. So
that's how
I think. So, I mean, if you guys were just going out for, like, a lunch date and you'd be back in an hour, I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. But
fair enough.
But the thing with Tipton, I don't have a past with him at all. I care about
him. Well, and I honestly, I think that that's why I would be more hesitant about it because I know that you guys did kind of like each other, but there was never that come together of releasing all of that tension. So I think it's more intense, and I think there would be more of a chance that shit would go down.
I tried at one point, and I think he was afraid to, or I was afraid to, just because we would ruin
the friendship.
Kind of, yeah, because we are really good friends. He is my best friend in this fucking valley.
Can I tell you a secret, though?
Huh?
A friendship is probably, to most guys, worth that. Just because it's not a definite 100%, if we have sex, this is ruined. It might be, but there's a good chance that it might not be, and we can just fuck whenever and be cool.
He really appreciates the fact that he has a chick there that is his friend that he trusts, that he can talk to about the other chicks that he's, seen and having problems with. And it's super cool because, we work together as cooks, and so we have that base level of respect, and he doesn't see me as like a lesser or whatever.
There's that
like
common
that.
Ground in the mutual respect because you've both been in the shit together.
Right. And so that's, I don't know. We've talked about it and we're glad that we never got the chance to,
Now, when you
have
say we're glad, is
Tipton
it?
And I are
is
glad.
It, is he really, though? Or is it just you and he's like, well, whatever?
Well, the way we are, if we actually got together, things would probably end up badly in the long run anyway. So, and he likes you. He likes what we're doing, and he's super happy for all this stuff. And he likes coming over here and doing the show anyway. So,
yeah, we definitely need to get him back on. And like I said, when we do this marathon in a couple weeks, I want all of the listeners to just email because we've had a lot of people on, and I can't remember them all. I remember the latest ones we've had.
So
if there was someone that we had on the show that you were like, man, that was awesome, bring him back. Like Odie or my brothers.
Yeah,
shit like that.
Braden.
Email us, let us know. We have a schedule that we'll start filling in who's going to do what hours. And
your grandpa.
We can call him, definitely.
Someone emailed about bringing your grandpa back on, I guess.
Yeah, I know, that was cool.
I would bring him back just to hear him say, don't smoke marijuana anymore,
right?
Matthew. Like, it had that perfect tone of grandfatherness.
I just like
you
his
had
accent.
No comeback for it.
Did
it
he
like,
say that? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I rewound it so many times.
No, talking about back being a cop.
Ah, yeah.
But anyway, I don't think Tipton would try to do anything with me now because he likes the show, and I don't think he wants to ruin that.
Ruin the show?
He's very, how do I say?
Shy?
No, like a woman is with attention. What do you call that?
An attention whore?
No, like they need to be in the
spotlight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spotlight. What is that word?
Attention
though?
Seeking.
What is that word? Into yourself.
Ego.
Yeah, no. Narcissistic.
Narcissistic.
Narcissist. Blim, blam. Yeah, narcissism. He's very narcissistic and just completely into himself. The episode 500, he's like, I asked him, I was like, do you want to be on cam or do you not want to be on cam?
He's like, only if I can see myself.
He's like, shit, why you think I went home and lined up this fucking, you know, lined up my face hair shit? He's like, you got to put me on front and center.
Give me two cameras.
Made sure the rest of the super glue was.
Why do you think he sat next to me? Because mine is an HD cam. He didn't want to be on the lower quality cam.
Yeesh.
I hear you. Right, Robbie?
Yeah. He,
the lower quality cam with the box that's that big.
That's another reason I think I'm glad I never got with him. I can't be with a guy who thinks he's prettier than me or, you know, takes more time than me to get ready. And I don't take any time to get ready. So that's pushing it. Like
you're hot without needing to wear makeup. But then if we do, you know, go somewhere and you do take the time, like, whoa.
Like, I'm like, I think if we were working and we got off work to go and do something together, Tipton and I wouldn't make a fuss about going home and changing. I'd be like, fuck it, whatever. I don't give a shit. Yeah, I got wing sauce on my arm and I'm wearing jeans. And
he'd be like, I gotta go home and shave and take
a shower. And
yeah.
I need to, you know, put my pimping gear on and whatever.
And then
like,
you're like,
look fresh, whatever. And
Matt only needs to shower once every couple weeks.
I think he would find me disgusting after.
After he smelled your vagina?
No, after living with me for a while, because I am a cook and I don't come home and shower right away. And like, you know, I'm not very.
You have what we call the Tasmanian devil effect.
I don't care enough.
Right.
I don't care what the public thinks I look like. So
exactly.
I think
fuck
he would get aggravated with that. So
unless you're Jamholians.
I don't date pretty boys.
Right?
Right.
You care what they... Right.
Well, the Jamholians like the way I look as is, so I'm cool with that.
Berger says, the married chick I had sex with was some of the best sex I had. I think she was about 26-ish. She sucked my balls good. I was 30. She was about 26. One night stand. She could only fit one of my nuts in her mouth. I hate having my huge balls.
I can only fit one of your nuts in my mouth.
And, Berger says Odie, and your uncle was awesome. We could have Wayne come in for a minute.
He has weird stories, yeah.
Yeah?
Whoa.
Weird stories about my dad, which are always fun.
In gas stations, I just had genius. All the little cans there at the fucking cashier's thing for money with pictures of people on them. What do they have in common?
They're all sick. Cancer!
Oh, blim! Boom! Oh!
Who do we know?
Gold mine! Shit!
Wow.
Can we get a makeup artist in and make him look? Because he looks...
Let's not exploit this on air right now.
Moving on.
I'm going to save that for later, and you guys
nugget
maybe
of gold.
Hear about it when it becomes profitable.
And M-Ham says, Sean was always fun on the show. Don't know what it was like to have him live under the roof, though. Actually, as far as roommates go,
annoying as all can be,
I've lived with quite a few of my friends, and that's the one thing that will just crush a bromance.
Or working with them.
Oh, well, yeah. That, yeah.
Because then you look at them like a lazy piece of shit.
But Sean was all right, you know?
I liked him. I liked hanging out with him, and I liked the company when I was here by myself. But the things he cooked, because he is another cook.
Right,
okay?
Right. And cooking on a budget.
Right. Well, no, he was a professional cook in, you know, whatever places, commercial places, like I am. And so he would go out of his way to cook, you know, things that he thought I would be impressed with or I would think
like
were cool.
Fish.
But the things he would cook were like just I'm not into some of the things he was cooking, and I did not appreciate them being next to my things in the fridge and stinking up stuff and... I don't know, like...
The fish got to me, and...
The fish didn't bother me, just the fact that it was in there so long, and then I watched him make it, and the way he made it ruined the salmon.
Just and like stirring it up with his cock?
Yeah.
Well, when you're a cook, and you have experience, and you watch somebody else cook, you just get annoyed, unless it's your style, or like, you know, that they're fucking world-renowned awesome, and they're right, and you're wrong. Like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, dude, I just want to grab the pan away from you and tell you to go sit down, and I'll finish this.
I do the same fucking thing with computers or driving. I'm like...
Even with eggs, when you're cooking them, I will tell you something is wrong with the way you're cooking your eggs. You put water in them. You're supposed to put milk in them. That's
really?
Yeah.
That's how I was taught.
How does water make anything fluffy? Just saying.
All right. I know we're getting down towards the kind of end of the hour, but I have to discuss this with you guys.
Dude.
So, you know, you have droids. They have Google voice recognition, right?
Okay.
Basically, you hit the microphone, the keyboard, talk to it, boom. Now, I use this a lot while I'm driving because it's really, really fucking accurate. I can talk to it, hit send, done. If you use this, you have a Gmail account. You can go to your account dashboard. Scroll down. There's a thing called speech. Mine says personalized recognition. More than 500 voice recordings. Okay. Now, this is me talking to the phone to send text to people, all that, right? I have more than 500 there, so a lot of stuff. And there's a thing that says anonymized recognition, which will just make it basically unusable. Your service will suck.
Okay.
I want to share with you some messages. And I'm just curious if people on Google's thing, like, have this stuff. So, got a text from my girl, Danny. She says, hey, just watched the new Camelot, and dude, it's a badass episode. And I said, nice. I just got some smoke from one of my stops. Good shit. Next message. Here we go. Ready. Cool. BT Dubs, by the way. Did I give you head this morning? Now, keep in mind, hold on.
I even texted you that. God damn it, dude.
And now, it's not on your thing. It's on mine, because I was doing the talking. So everything I say here is in my 500 voice recordings. No. Yes. Oh, and it was awesome. And then I say, and we'll explain why. I say, if you want to get technical, I kind of gave myself head with your head.
Oh, no.
I totally, when I was reading that, I was out smoking a cigarette on the deck, and I read it, and I was like, yes, no. And then I reread it, I'm like, yes, wait, no, yes, what? Oh,
in the tone of Night at the Roxbury. Is
no,
that your brother?
No, just the way you would have said it. Like,
oh.
No, like, no, I don't know what you're talking. Yes, you totally did, and it was awesome. Oh, like, that
See,
kind of shit.
The dot, 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 and I debated sending no as a message and then waiting a minute and then sending yes. But it was the, are you guys twins? No. Yes, sweet setup, dude. Remember?
I didn't even think about it until after I had watched Camelot, which is an hour long, and I went out to smoke, and that's when I texted you to ask you that. And I remembered doing it.
2:50 p.m.
My question is, why did you feel you had to ask?
Because I wasn't sure if it actually happened or not. I was pretty sure it did, but I was pretty asleep. Like, I wasn't positive if I had dreamt that.
I'll explain. Honey? Kristen? Honey?
I sleep pretty fucking deep sometimes. And
Kristen?
I have conversations.
When you're with a man that the sex is just amazing, it sometimes seems like a dream.
Yeah, no,
you'll get there one.
I understand that, but
has the whole weekend been a dream for you?
For a woman giving a man head, that is not so mind-blowing that they think they're in a dream, okay? Maybe with, like, multiple O's. Yeah.
Now, when we explain...
I kind of agree, because what necessarily do we get out of it besides knowing that we're pleasing you?
Oh, man, I...
Good karma, karma.
Check this out. What you get out of it...
Our issues. Do it. I want a chick's side that I don't even know.
Since you've gotten here into America, in Montana, how many times have you sucked penis? Individual, separate times. No, I need it, just a rough number. More than one, less than 10?
I was thinking of asking the question, do you like sucking penis?
Well, likes and, I mean, Facebook likes. If head was a group, I like it.
Enjoy. Like,
what
would you do it for your man without question? Like, anytime, whatever,
and maybe
totally be fine with it? Or would maybe you not really want to do that all the time, and maybe...
But clarify, maybe not necessarily with a dude you just met on that, but and maybe you do, but like when you're in a relationship like we are, like you do what he wants, right, for the most part, or no?
I,
or is it only a mood thing?
No, I think any relationship should be a mutual thing. I do it... I enjoy doing it. I will honestly admit that because I'm a giver.
Fucking
but
A.
But
I like
in
her,
a
Robbie.
Way, you
She's
know,
a
like
giver.
It's good to have, like you can't expect to get everything and not receive it back. So
oh no, I,
you
right.
know
for yeah. sure.
So I mean, it's not sure, always about the other person, but to an extent, I mean, it's good.
Okay, now hold on. Hold,
on.
Whoa,
no, stop,
my turn. My
stop,
turn. Hold
no,
on.
Ladies first. Fuck off. Okay. Now, do you think that going down on each other or 69ing or even just giving your guy head before sex, now, that's just something you do for foreplay, right? And I think that that's giving head, you know, that's whatever. But is it cool for your man to ask you randomly for just blowjobs, like straight up blowjobs?
Well, we're
he doesn't
watching
want
Camelot.
Anything in return. I'm in the middle of watching a movie. There's like no hint that I want to be sexually involved at the moment whatsoever, and definitely not with a penis in my mouth.
You take one for the team just for him, and so he's happy, sleep mode, and that's it. You continue
I don't
watching
know,
your
like
shows?
It's hard to get into it and enjoy it and do a good job if you're not fully in it, you know?
Yeah, it depends how good the show
and
is.
And the thing is that, like, you know, to me, a blowjob is more of a loophole when you can't do it all the way, you know, for whatever reason.
What, like, time permitting? It's
time
late,
permitting.
I'm tired, I just want to come in sleep mode.
Or you know, like, a monthly issue with the women, you know?
Oh,
and,
I'll,
and,
get,
and so,
I'll get up in that.
That's like lubrication, man.
I'll
yeah.
make pictures with it. But anyway. What if you're driving in Shay? If you guys, let's say you and him drove back up to Canada, would you do a little roadhead on the way just for fun? For something a little freaky, different?
It depends. I don't know if I feel like dying at the time, but...
If
we promise we wouldn't kill you.
If your man was Tom Cruise Days of Thunder and just the best driver.
The only thing I ever have a problem with is I don't mind giving head. I just don't like it when he randomly in the middle of the day or just when I'm doing something, he hasn't kissed me, hugged me, looked at me in a sexual way whatsoever, and he's like...
Seems like something you would do,
give me head, suck my dick, please. God damn it. Yeah. I just need to come and just do this for me, damn it. Like,
you know what? When it's on demand, it's not totally cool all the time. Like, we're just not going to enjoy it because you're just like... Like, you know what? I'm boss. I'm king. I get it whenever I want, kind of thing. Because you know what? Whenever we get in there, and like when we get that, you know, when we get the, if you're gonna be king, you might as well treat your queen.
Of
because
course.
Every good man out there has a great woman right by his side.
True, King and Henry, he had a few.
And
no,
you know
neither.
What? They're there because.
Why do you think he was like off with her head? Like you want to save it for
because
later.
None of those women gave him a son, which it ended up probably being his problem. But now
watch the show.
What if? She, her whole thing is like, well, why? What do I get out of it? This and that. Now, I try to explain it as that is, for one, me personally, I love that.
Well, I
for
never
two, well,
randomly ask you, like, I never ask you, hey, just make me.
Mute the button.
Okay. Now, can I.
I'm never like, hey, just make me come real quick and I don't want to do anything to you. At all, just I want you to do this, and then that's it, and you don't ask
well,
for anything in return.
Can we have context?
If we can have you on demand every once in a while, then you know what? Then it's good.
I'm down.
I
for
never
sure.
ask for that because I think it's rude.
Right, but see, I don't have those qualms.
I believe that the other person should get something in return as well.
Okay, well,
be turned
now,
on.
You know what? There's ways to you know make it happen. If you want to make it happen, you got to put a little bit of effort
can
in.
I,
sometimes, you know.
What's the deal with not being able to say your piece?
What's the deal with man? No, I just okay. Check this out. I look at it like this: the one thing men cannot. Do for themselves. Dogs can do it. That is the one thing we cannot reach.
It's called yoga.
We
Matt.
Cannot reach. So to have
we can't reach our shit either.
Well, right,
we're
and
even
that's
further away.
Well, some of you can, but that's besides the point. When like it seems like it's the whole lion and the mouse, and the lion has the thorn in there, and the mouse is like, well, I'll come, you know, help you because I can reach it. It's a tool. Women,
yeah, but
no, can I finish?
To get that, you should
apparently not.
Maybe warm up the person to make them want to do that.
Is this
for
what
you?
It's like hosting a show with me?
That's just all I'm saying is yeah. make
wow.
me
wow. It is. It is.
Make
it's
me
different
want
on the receiving end.
To do that for you. Don't come make up and be pestering want. And annoying and say, here, put this in your mouth. And
do I need to, like, flavor it or just...
No, be...
The act itself.
Come on to me, you know, turn me on and make me want to do that for you. You understand?
Okay, so here's... Can I...
Make me feel loved, damn it.
Can I finish? Okay. No. I think of it that women know that it takes very little to have a man in the palm of their hand, right? A woman flirt, a couple winks, that's strip clubs do it. They fucking make so much money by offering these services that men either A, can't do themselves, or B, are sick of having done by the same woman over and over again because maybe she's worn out. So, when a woman does that, it is very powerful because then in turn, that man will do basically anything that woman asks.
After he wakes up from a nap.
Right, after sleep mode. But no, like, if... It just... It's a tool, almost. I mean, and it sucks to have to say it that way, but when your other person is just way not into it, you kind of have to... If you do that, I will be... I'll do whatever you want. Vacuum dishes, done. No problem. I just... I can't reach, and you can.
It's never that I'm way not into it. It's just that you... ask so yeah. abruptly and don't take in consideration how I'm going to take what you're saying to me at that time.
Well, right, and that's my fault for thinking that we were past the point in the relationship with all these, you know, games, for lack of a better word, that I can just be like, here's what I want, I will tell you what I want, you will say yes, I will do that, or no, and then
maybe try when I'm not watching a movie or, you know,
fair enough,
doing
fair enough.
Something.
So that's...
I mean, I just want to throw in there. I mean, it's okay, I think, on either party to ask occasionally for what they need or want, because that's part of a relationship.
Right. I asked Robbie, hey, can you bring me smokes? Because I'm fucking broke.
Right.
And I asked Dana,
I understand
hey.
That. But you just, eventually, you sometimes might outstay your welcome when you do that, you know? So you gotta find other ways around
I'll
it.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a pack of smokes today.
See, and that's the problem he doesn't understand, is when he asks for it, when I obviously do not want to do that, and then I say no, he will bug me, and then when he finally realizes, oh, she's not going to do anything, then he gets upset, and then he stays upset, and then later when I try to say, hey, I'm not doing anything now, and, you know, let's do a little something, he's in a crappy mood, and he doesn't want to do anything. Or he wants to do something underneath it all, but he's out there like, well, if you want to do something, do it. Here, fine. I'm right here. I'm laying here.
Here's the
right
dick. Here. There's the fucking pussy.
You
make
want
it?
Do
make it.
It
happen.
Make it
happen. Park
yeah,
that
like,
shit.
That, does that suck? Like, if you're trying to
and
come
we've
on
gotten,
your man and he's not doing anything, he's in a crappy mood, that makes you turned off, too. Like,
but, and that's what I'm saying. Do you have to be turned on to suck a dick and...
Well, no, I mean, it's not a hard science, but
like
it's...
blow job.
Yeah.
That's the job part sometimes.
It's nice to have fun with it, because it can go other places, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
It helps when the guy you're going to give the blow job to doesn't aggravate the piss out of you for the said blow job.
Yeah.
But do you think that guy would have to resort to such aggravated techniques if the
girl
would
just... I'm
just
going to go ahead and say we have problems, and
got problems.
That's the end of that subject.
I agree with Justin Fan. Red.
It's magenta.
Oh, sorry. Magenta.
Blowjoy?
Blowjoy. I agree. Yeah. I completely 100%
agree. Turn that tired old blow job into a blow joy.
But still show up for work every day.
But we come together and we make shit work, like last night and I guess this morning. So.
Right, so how did that happen? We did some sex.
Yeah.
It was getting late. You came. I was like, all right, I'm fucking tired. I'll just come out here and finish. So did that, finish, smoke, went to bed.
Right.
I wake up. Now, our bed...
I must have been having a good dream or something, because I'm usually never touchy-feely in the morning. I'm like, get away from me. I'm sleeping. Fuck off.
Ever. And that is one thing that kind of bugged me quite a bit. And I'm pretty much over the majority of things about you that bug me. I'm just past that. But, like, before you, that was my thing, man. That was my... Jeez, a night
every,
of fucking
every
hallucinating.
That's every dude's thing. I want to wake up. I have this raging heart on. I want to do something with it. Ha,
oh, man.
Poke you in the ass until you wake
that's
up.
How
yay.
Rape kind of starts. But, and so I don't know how... the logistics of this, but basically I'm standing on the bed, right? Like, she's laying down, kind of kneeled over, arm on the windowsill, leg on the wall, like my foot was on the wall, kind of, here, camera one, maybe, kind of.
I'm laying down on the bed, pinned against the wall with my head propped up, and he's fucking my face, holding onto the window. Pretty much. Like, I was basically sleeping with my mouth open, and he took advantage of that, I guess. I don't know.
Is that how it started?
No, I vaguely remember your alarm going off and me hugging you or something, and I felt good.
Because you were way happy. And that's, I kind of felt bad. I was like, am I really just face-fucking her?
I remember going, like, Jesus Christ, am I going to have to, like, get up when he comes to, like, get this off of me? Because I don't want to get up, and I'm tired, and... Will he come already? For fuck's sakes, I just want to go back to sleep, kind of.
And that, at that point, legs are cramping up. I biked home the other day, still kind of sore from that little 10-mile jaunt. And I was like, all right, that was awesome. Going to come out here, finish, boom, back to bed. And a quick discussion of Camelot being awesome. Oh, by the way, did I give you head last night?
Yeah, that was...
So the whole weird point of this thing is that everything I typed to you, I said, and I think it's here. And I'm curious... It says this is for you only, but do people hear that?
I don't know.
Like, the voice samples and shit? I'm just curious, like, what someone would think when they say, no, yeah, and it was awesome. Actually, I kind of gave myself head with your head or whatever.
Google's information bank somewhere, probably, just like all the Google 411 shit. That went somewhere and someone used it.
Right, well, and all that stuff went to train this speech rec shit.
Yeah, so I guarantee you that it gets bounced around somewhere.
Is it possible, then, in 100, 200, 300, 400 years, whatever...
I don't use it that much, thank
if
God. But
people find the Googleplex or whatever, and they look at all this stuff, like, will someone in the future...
I'm sure there's worse stuff that they will come across before they find that particular text message from me to you.
Right, like pages on how to fuck cows and all that.
Right.
I just thought that was pretty awesome. I, like, remembered that, oh, yeah, everything I fucking talk to text message is in there. And, yeah.
Nice.
And it was awesome. If you want to get technical, I kind of gave myself head with your head.
Yeah, it was just weird. After I thought about it, I remembered it more.
I love your answer. Ha ha. I was kind of asleep. I remember it, but just wanted to be sure. Lol.
Yeah,
she was having a wet dream, you know?
I follow it up with the I love you. She fires back the I love you too.
I was totally having a vampire dream. I remember that. And I got this stupid product called The River. And you bought it for me because we were vampires. And it was this thing called The River. And you put in...
Wait.
Like, you're like a friend of yours' blood, and then it reproduced that type of blood over and over and over again on its own and made more. So it was called The River.
Is this a dream?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it kept producing blood for you. It was called The River, and it made blood for you off of
I have to say my piece on vampires. Now, okay, if it's true.
They suck. Boom,
if it's true that vampires live forever, if we're using the word forever, there's going to be a point when the sun burns out so they can't be killed, the garlic all goes bad so that won't get them, and they're just going to be left thirsty because there's no one like left to drink the blood of, and they're just forced to like be bored and thirsty for the rest of eternity. That sounds like hell. That sounds terrible.
Well, right. I mean, they would technically be the top of the food chain, right?
They'd be the only food chain. They would drink each other, but they're all like dried up.
Okay, Robbie. Before the sun died and all that shit. Like, vampires, they're real, they happen, they're the top of the food chain, then there's us and that, right?
Right, but so, we would die away.
Check it. The sun dies, which kills off all the plant life.
Right.
Which disrupts the whole fucking food chain.
Right.
Right. So the only things left, possibly, are the beings that have thought and conscious and can be like, well, this is fucked, how do we fix it? Animals aren't going to do that.
Right.
Us and vampires. So... we would work together or just have a war and die off.
But we wouldn't kill the vampires. Like, we'd have the crosses, and we might have some garlic, but the garlic's going to go bad pretty fast, and we'll be pretty defenseless against their onslaught.
Like that movie we watched where vampires had taken over and they had a human farm.
Stakeland?
No. The vampires had won, they were taken over, and they had a human farm.
But what would they feed the humans with besides
other humans? Nothing. You fucking feed them a tube of some fucking nutrient shit you whipped up in a lab. Just enough to keep them going and producing your fucking food.
In essence, it's the Matrix energy farm.
I just think
you put the people's thoughts into a world that's... they can't tell the difference, so to them it's real. It doesn't matter. Meanwhile, you're sucking out the electricity.
If you read the right vampire books, they can eat rats, too.
I just think that, you know, we hate to admit it, but we are quasi-photosynthetic. We need some sunlight to keep us alive.
Well, vitamin D, man, we get mad sick without it.
you read the comic book Life Sucks, they actually can live off of animal blood and not humans. They're just not as strong.
Well, yeah, animals would die too without the sun.
Followed up by the hit sequel Love Bites.
It's totally a cute comic, though. Just say. So,
all right. Well, is that a?
I have one other little contribution.
Oh, please.
Before the show started, Matt asked me to write a little something. This is a 17-syllable. This is a haiku from the perspective of Matt's cat. And if you've been here and you've met Matt's cat, you'll understand this to be true.
Kind of she, lock her up.
She loves.
The show.
She here's, hates. Yeah.
Here's the haiku.
I blame the guess.
I'm like the film Teeth. I'm a cute furry puss, but I'll shred your shit up.
Oh, no, nice.
Thank you. It's true.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
You gonna perform that tomorrow?
Whatever.
Which
right.
can we mention what's happening tomorrow?
Oh yeah. Hopefully this will be a better crowd than the quasi crowds of the Boiler Room. Fat Boys.
Be because I will be there because it's my day off.
And you count for like 20 people apparently.
Are you gonna share?
Don't you know who I am?
Can me and someone Robbie? Robbie, can me and you write what she's going to share?
Yeah, that'd
and
be fun.
But check it. We can't show her until she gets on stage and then just...
No.
Here, have this. Read this.
No, I want to...
I'll give you a practice sheet that'll have words that are similar to what we're, so you'll...
No, because then I won't say it the way you had intended to say it or how I feel it would...
He'll let you give him a blowjob if you read
it. This piece is entitled
I've read your shit. It's hard to fucking actually read and make it sound right. It's like choppy. Unless you do it, so
because I wrote it.
Of course, I'll read it like I have dyslexia. So you don't want that to happen.
So facebook.com/getpoetry is that still the group?
Yeah,
I think there's a new event. You can check it out on the Jamhole group or the Jamhole page. She posted it everywhere. This is Get Poetry Open Mic.
Too hot for TV.
Too hot for TV. Uncensored. Bro, it's gone wild.
Yeah, Poets Gone Wild. That's what they should call it now.
We should totally do make like a little Poets Gone Wild video where we're like, hey, let me see your poetry book. And boom!
It'll have a picture of one of us and has a censored box over our mouth.
Man. For any local fans, just real quick, Eyes of Chrissy, are you going to go to this Get Poetry thing?
I sure am. I don't know if I'll be performing anything or not, but...
Do you write? Are you a
poet? I have in the past, but I haven't lately, so I don't know. I don't have very much longer, and Robbie is fairly distracting, so...
Danny has tomorrow off, right?
Yeah.
Could perhaps you and Chrissy collaborate on a poem called Blowjob, and she would do...
Or How I Hate
the Pros and Cons.
Or like,
Let Me Count the Ways.
Yeah, dude, okay.
And then, you're like, God, dick tastes gross. And she's like, but he does anything I want.
You know
you're
what,
like,
you
God,
know
okay. semen is gross. And
I'll
she's like,
ahead.
But he bought me this car.
But he drinks some pineapple juice.
I'll go ahead and make it a point to contact her online tomorrow and maybe work up something.
Right, we're all friends on Facebook now, huh?
That's right.
I'm down.
You in the Jamhole Network now?
Yeah, I always have been, actually.
Really?
Ever since I found out about it.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
You're a contributing member of Jamhole. I like that. If that's your personal Facebook, right?
Yeah.
If any one of the listeners wants to, like, do you friend people you don't know or maybe not?
She just friended me, so.
Well, you guys have been borderline making out the whole show, so I think that's okay.
No one's donated yet.
Yeah,
so.
Viewers at home can't see what's going on below the camera line.
I'd keep going
no
like
pants
this.
On,
yeah, right.
Dude.
It's checking.
And
word.
If you look on the fridge, that purple thing is not there. No.
Aww.
Anyway.
Oh, and I want to got a couple actual just show announcements. We have MDS, the guy that I mentioned. He was the first one to get a ticket. That's coming for our third annual show here in August. Mm-hmm. He is looking into making an app for the Jam Hole.
Super sweet.
Something that'll have info, donate, listen. Episodes, just a mobile thing, whatever. So
cool.
If anyone wants to help out with that, hop on the forums, thejamhole.com/forums. We need help laying out and graphics, perhaps, because I don't have time to do that right now. So, and if you know how to code that, I'm sure he would love the help.
Sweet.
Marathon show, 2 weeks from now. Let's shoot for. Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Friday through Saturday, and that'll be good. So, trying to raise money for the trip. July 23rd, we'll be in Milwaukee.
Yep.
Doing a party show there.
Super sweet.
How much money, in terms of donations, audience members, would it be worth for me to moon the camera? Is that worth money?
I don't know. I'd like to think so. I think I have a great ass. But
$10, unless you got balls. $5,
maybe?
No, how much?
Balls tucked between the legs, maybe about
a little fruit bowl action.
How much would it be worth if we took the little camera and just saw how far up your ass we could get it to?
How high-pitched my voice goes from the sounds.
Yeah, Burger says moon, no money.
Live colonoscopy via our old-style camera and Robbie's asshole.
Whoa. Could you get a hold of the doctor that did yours and borrow the camera?
I owe him a lot of money, so no. I'm not paying because I didn't need that colonoscopy to begin with.
You give us this camera, this video we're going to make with it, we'll make money and I'll pay you, I promise.
It was a tumor, not Crohn's. Thanks.
Oh, and Burger says, fuckmefacebook.com is a domain that, I guess, Jamholia owns. Right now it just goes to the site. But if you have any ideas of, you know, something cool to do with that, maybe a list of all the whores.
We both have tons of ideas, just we never have time to actually apply those ideas.
Right,
so email if you have time, and we will give you a list of ideas, and you can fucking do it.
If we scraped and wrote an algorithm that looked for female pictures showing more than a certain percentage of skin or whatever, do you think Zuckerberg, Mark, would be down with that?
I don't know. I kind of want to wrap this up, but we will talk about it later and come up with better ideas. And if you have the time and you want to be a dedicated Jamholian or help us out some way or another, this would be a good way to do it. You could make this. You could build this. It could be your own. And one day when we go to fucking sell it, when somebody decides to buy it, you can have part of the profits. That'd
fucking
be great.
I just mentioned that because that's kind of how he started, by scraping the college site and making
Or, you know, when we become famous, we will make you an honorary Jamholian of the Year or some shit. So
fucking
if you want to put that together, email us info@thejamhole.com. We'll give you cool ideas.
And just in general, any kind of, if you see like, hey, your site is all right, but the CSS needs work. I know CSS. Fucking get a hold of us. We need help with that shit. You know, we work day jobs, do this, write fucking hip hop albums. I'm writing for a magazine that's coming back in July. Like, we're busy. So any help you guys, the people of Jamholia, can give us, it's greatly appreciated.
Just remember, it's always voluntary.
Yeah.
That's right, unless it's rape.
It's forced. I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm going to force someone to do something.
And their chances are not going to enjoy it.
No.
Hey, that's what I think about blowjobs. Oh, the
buzzing! But you know what? We all do things we don't like. That's called life. I want to say thanks to Weatherbug, the app. Ever since it flooded the very first time, every time it rains, it says, flood alert. I'm like, thanks, dude. And
that was so interesting. Thanks.
I know. It's so annoying. And check this out.
So insightful.
Are you ready for this?
I sure.
Wrapping up the show. Harold Camping. Remember?
Uh-huh.
Rapture.
Uh-huh.
He had a fucking stroke.
Buzzing.
Boomsticks.
Is he dead?
Give him time.
Define what living. Yeah, basically. Oh. He was dead when Jesus forsook him.
He's totally going to like have his last words recorded and say he was being raptured or taken to God.
I'm
just going to wait for that because it's going to be great when it does happen.
I would love so much nothing more than to go see him on his deathbed and just those three words. I told you. So, four words. All right.
Wait. What if we end on the most disturbing joke I've ever heard? How about that?
Yeah. Sure. Hold on. Email info@thejamhole.com. Okay. Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, on Jamhole TV, thejamhole.com/live. Watch it. Follow the Twitter, Facebook. Share it. Tell your friends, please, because if we tell them, they're just going to be like, who's this faggot? If you tell them, they'll probably still say that, but they might look. So, Robbie,
all right, here
take
we go.
Us out.
I have the disclaimer, like, I didn't make this joke up, so I have a soul still.
So direct your hate mail to someone else.
Yeah, don't put it in me. All right. So Mrs. Smith just gave birth to her new baby, and Mr. and Ms. Smith are in the recovery ward, and the doctor runs in, oh my god, okay, Mr. and Ms. Smith, okay, I can't even talk slowly, oh my god, okay, so, your baby Sarah, she can fly, and they're like, get the fuck out of here, and he's like, wait, and he goes back to the nursery and brings her back, and he's like, all right, ready? Ah, he lets her go, and bam, she hits the ground with a wet slap. They're like, oh my god, Sarah! He's like, wait, no. He picks her up and just throws her against the wall, and she just hits and just falls to the ground. They're like, no! And he like picks up the window. He's like, give me one more shot. And he opens the window, just chucks her out the third story window. They're like, Sarah, come back! And he starts running. He's like, wait! I was just fucking with you. She was already dead.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Whatever season
we'll
coming.
See you guys Wednesday for hump day. Peace out.
See ya.
Bye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.